loaded up with guests, and we've got two fine gentlemen in front of us right now, Dan Carbone and Ted Moss from Touch Convert. Boy, what's interesting about talking to all the different folks here today, we got to talking to Ted about the different complexities and relationships to the first name Ted and how sometimes it's easily confused with other first names, but right. We'll get into much, much more about that a little bit later on.
You can dive into that later.
Well, guys, Touch Convert, what exactly is Touch Convert?
Touch Convert is basically a sales and marketing automation platform for small businesses. So think of the sales guy that's out there. He's trying to track his sales notes, follow-up notes, and then some sort of automation. So we actually mix in marketing automation with the sales component. So we'll have automated email follow-ups that go out to the customer. So example might be like an insurance agent. They get the job, they land the deal, they sell the policy, but then they've got a two-year, three-year life cycle of the client, and how do they stay in touch with that client automatically? So there may be automated emails that go out, like, how am I doing? What do you need? Surveys can go out, and all those are also attached to the notes to that client. So follow-up tasks, phone calls, personal notes on the client, different opportunities for the client. So we're really trying to bring in marketing automation and sales in one, and we're trying to deliver that to the small businesses.
You guys are relatively new to the area too, are you not?
Yeah, we're only 5 years old, but we're kind of catching on like wildfire at this point, and just looking to really kind of bring it to the small businesses. There's a lot of these technologies out there, but they're really built for bigger businesses, more enterprise level, and there's really nothing out there for that smaller company.
Where are you guys located?
We're located right off of 90, the main Avon exit. You'll see our sign right off the freeway there. That's kind of what we're up to.
For 5 years, you guys have been in business now. So what kinds of things have you noticed about the industry over the course of the last 5 years? What's changed? Because 5 years doesn't sound like a very long time, but a lot of things have changed in 5 years.
In the tech world, that's a pretty long time. What we're seeing is a convergence of marketing and sales coming together, where they're really not treated as something separate anymore. If you look at Salesforce, for example, they bought Pardot and ExactTarget, which are marketing automation platforms. But the cost to obtain these platforms is pretty astronomical for small businesses. But really that convergence of marketing and sales, I think at this point, salespeople really need to be marketing experts as well. And that's what Touch Convert does. We help you touch your customers and convert them into sales.
Cool stuff. Well, and I think, too, you talked about how you guys have evolved over the course of the last 5 years, and you guys provide a service that I would say in many ways is pretty unique, is it not?
It's definitely unique to the small businesses because they really have to go out and get a lot of different types of marketing platforms. They may subscribe to, like, an email campaigning platform, a CRM platform, a social media platform, whereas we put that all into one dashboard at one low cost. So for them, there's really no thinking involved. It's a turnkey solution. They can be up in 5-10 minutes. Some of these other platforms may take months with thousands of dollars of implementation. So we've sort of taken all that out. It's one little script you drop on your website. It could be a custom website, WordPress site. It doesn't matter what it is. You can be up in about 5 minutes and you're off and running.
Dan, what is it about it that got you involved in this industry?
I used to be a co-owner of a marketing firm, and I just saw the struggles, even with the larger corporations, just the amount of cost to really put together a digital marketing plan. And then what I really saw, and this was longer than 5 years ago, what I really saw was the business owner or the managers really couldn't see the connection between marketing and sales. So they may hire a marketing agency, and for 6 months, everything's going great. And then they fire the marketing agency because they're like, well, things are really, really going good in the sales department. We don't need you. And a year later, they're begging for another marketing firm to come back in and help them. So what we're trying to do is jam those two together, create metrics and measurement that really allow that business owner and or their leadership team to say, hey, you know what? All that marketing we did led up to the sale. And what can happen is the business owner or leadership can look at how that sale came through. They read this many email campaigns. These are the web pages they clicked on up to a year prior to them picking up the phone and calling and landing that deal.
Dan, you obviously have a passion for what you do. What are some of your favorite moments when you get into it with with a client, and you hit that mark, and they realize it.
Probably one of one of my favorite moments was when one of our clients, who basically what they do is they just install fire extinguishers in buildings.
Sure.
They came to us and they're like, "We won Avery Dennison, and your platform like did this for us, and it was just a massive amount of money for them." And they were able to measure that and make that connection. And at that point, they became lifers. And anybody that really drinks our juice and they really listen to what we say, they start to connect those dots.
That's very cool.
Dan Carbone, Ted Moss joining us here from Touch Convert. Well, this has been a pretty educational experience.
Yeah,
we had not really heard of Touch Convert at all before you guys came up and introduced yourselves. And we must mention that Dan's the star of the show. Ted's just kind of holding the phone. He's acting as
the Facebook Live guy. I'm the cameraman.
Cameraman, yeah.
Unfortunately, we can't get Ted's microphone to work for whatever reason, but Ted is indeed here.
Yeah, he's contributing. He's contributing in many ways, shapes, and forms. Look, I mean, it's awfully tough to pull off a selfie, especially when you're streaming video and you're doing Facebook Live. So in many ways, you guys are kind of like co-stars of this show.
That's a talent.
Yeah,
it's very talented.
Yeah, it's absolutely a talent. That's a very easy thing to screw up, but he's doing a nice job with it. Well, this has got to be a lot of fun for you guys here at the Power of More Business Expo. So many great people here and so many great businesses here as well.
It's been a blast. Having something like this right here on the west side of Cleveland is amazing, just to see the energy here. I've really loved the witnessing of seeing Cleveland and really the west side of Cleveland just sort of take off over the years. So this is another testament of seeing that growth in our region.
You guys born and raised in Cleveland?
Yeah, I actually grew up on the east side.
Where at?
Lyndhurst.
No way.
Yeah.
Did you go to Brush?
Yeah.
What year did you graduate?
92.
All right. You're a smidge older than me. I went to Brush also. I graduated 7 years later.
Wow.
Yeah.
Small world.
I guess, yeah. We could have gone over that before we went on the air, but I didn't think there was any way in the world that we went to the same high school. Yeah.
Two arcs right here on the same station. That's amazing.
To avoid conflict.
Yeah. Nice. I mean, like, that's like two lightning bolts, right?
It is. You know?
People forget all about that lightning bolt that's been that mascot for many, many years. Was Arky around?
Arky was around,
okay,
yeah.
All right,
and I think we had the first lit football field. I think that was the claim to fame for the Brush Arks. That stadium is the first lit football field. At least that's what I was told. I'm not sure if there's any truth to that. But
do you know that?
They've done some work on that field over the years. So when you were there, they lit it.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was there, I think the press box was boarded up with wood. I'm sure they found in a heap somewhere, and they were able to make it work somehow, some way. It's turf now.
Okay.
So it's actually come a long, long ways. I think a lot of people have to go with turf just because it makes more sense. Fewer injuries that way, all that sort of thing. But so you were born and raised on the east side of Cleveland. Now you're out here doing business on the west side. I would assume, though, that you do some business still on the east side to a degree, do you not?
Yeah, absolutely. We do business all around Cleveland. We're really trying to focus on this region for our growth and for the growth of businesses. We do have businesses outside of the state as well, but we're really trying to focus on this area. Is we kind of figure if we can do it here, we could probably do it anywhere. So that's what we're up to.
We'll see. And there's a lot of relatable material here too, because you and I, being east side guys originally out here, I mean, really the area we're sitting in here in Crocker Park, you go back 15-20 years, there was little to nothing here.
Yeah, farmland, basically.
Right, that's all it was. It was all farmland. And, I mean, boy, this whole area has really blossomed over the last two decades.
It has, absolutely. And I recognized that probably about, I'd say, 12 years ago is when I moved here on the west side. And you're right, it was just farmland, and now it's just booming like crazy.
Yeah, and I mean, clearly, you and I would drive by this area. See, that's the thing, too. There's this weird dynamic people think that exists. If you're an east-sider, you can't talk to a west-sider and vice versa. When I moved out here not too long ago, you know, there were some friends of mine saying, "Why are you moving to the west side?" I said, it's pretty simple. There are a lot of great things to offer on the west side of Cleveland.
Yeah.
It's fantastic out here. I love it.
Yeah, I've always tried to figure out that separation.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it was maybe unions many years ago, way before you and I, that sort of separated that. But you're right, like getting my family to come and visit for the first few years I lived here was like pulling teeth, like we were on a different planet. But now, you know, things are moving flowing here. Yeah, it's sort of a strange phenomenon, to be honest with you.
East versus west side. I'm fairly new to the area, so this is all new.
Yeah.
I didn't realize I had to be picky about where I chose to settle down there.
I think you can, you know, I flow east and west. Oh, so I think you're good to go.
Good. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Well, before we cut you guys loose, how can folks out there listening right now find you guys online?
If they go to touchconvert.com, pretty simple. Two easy words, touchconvert.com. That's where they're going to find our technology, and we'd love them to sign up, and hopefully we can help them grow.
Good stuff. Dan, Ted, thank you guys so much for stopping by the booth here, saying hello to us, and letting us know more about your business.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All righty.